This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Twice a year, Kansas City is overrun with a Halloween favorite, zombies. Earlier this month, they walked the streets as part of the Kansas City Zombie Walk, a charity event which collected over a ton of food for the hungry and homeless. The Zombie Walk has been doing charity events since 2008. The organization's president is Kansas City native Paige Turner. Her character, the Zombie Queen, walks on stilts and gets a lot of attention from children and adults alike. Casey Current's Susan Wilson visited the headquarters of the Zombie Queen to find out more about her.
This is my makeup kit. It's chucked full, and the first thing you see when you open it is my severed hand.
Being Zombie Queen isn't all glamour. It takes a lot of work. In her Hyde Park home, Paige Turner reveals the tools and tricks that turn her into undead royalty.
I put the black one in my left eye because my character got attacked on my left arm, and the story of my character was I rotted from the left to the right. And so
everywhere the eye settles at Paige Turner's house, there's a curiosity to see. Like the huge spray of peacock feathers encircling her living room ceiling light fixture. In the corner, a mannequin ready to try out Zombie Queen clothing. And there are skulls, a flower planter crawling with black rubber mice, countless eerie paintings, and sculptural oddities. As you might guess, Paige Turner is a Halloween lifer with a love for costumes and horror that goes back to early childhood.
Oh man, I put together the most ridiculous pieces of clothing to form wizards and witches, and I loved being a pirate. Like, I loved trying to be as authentic as an eight-year-old could. I did half man and half woman for several years. I loved putting together the half suit, half dress costume. I loved it.
So you mean you actually put that together yourself, or you had help when you were younger?
I remember doing it by myself. I'm sure my mom helped me, but in my head, I did it by myself. I did most of the sewing alone and cutting it up alone. And if there was something that was too complicated, she'd step in and help. But I put the buttons on, I sewed it together, I pieced it together and made it work.
Fast forward, how did you become Zombie Queen?
Well, seeing as how I love Halloween, and I really started getting into special effects makeup when I lived in Alaska, I attended my first zombie walk in Alaska before I came back here.
So then how did you hook up with this walk here?
I had learned about it and, of course, needed some kind of outlet for my costume making and my makeup. And I went to my first zombie walk shortly after I moved here and just fell in love with it and the people and made friends with the woman who actually started it in 2008.
So if I might ask, what does the Zombie Queen do at an event like that?
Well, I was lucky enough to pick a crew that runs the show for me. I spend several months leading up to the zombie walk, planning it, coordinating it, getting the volunteers in line. I'll break it down by area, by minutes sometimes. I'll let people know at 1 o'clock you need to be here, at 1:15 you'll need to be there. And I break it down and have meetings with my crew so that the day of, it runs so smoothly that I can interact with the people who are making this possible.
So as you're walking, what's your shtick? What do you actually do?
Well, I'm the zombie who always smiles and talks to people. I am the one who breaks my character all the time just because of my personality. And so when I'm heading up a line and I see people getting really into it, if they ask me questions, I'll tell them about it. If they don't ask questions, I'll get into character and reach at them and I'll do the zombie moan and I'll shuffle. I kind of, whoever is in front of me is how I will react. The other 500 people behind me, they shuffle and moan and stay in character the whole time.
When you're staying in character, what do you do?
The last several years I've been on stilts. I actually designed last year's dress to fit over my stilts and to go down to the ground while I was on my stilts. So when I'm on my stilts, I tend to just reach, moan, say brains. I tend to try to yell across the street because I want to get people across the street involved in some way, so I like to get everyone worked up.
Digging deeper into our makeup kit, Turner shows more zombification secrets.
One of my favorite things, I will make my veins look dead, kind of similar to what a varicose vein looks like, real dark purple. But I'll have that on my face, on my neck, on my arms, and I use purple eyeliner from the Dollar General or from a beauty supply place.
So what reactions do you get to your zombie queen character?
I get probably every reaction in the world. It's great. I have people saying things like, do your own makeup? And I do. Where did you get your dress? And I actually had an eighth grader message me and says, she said, you know, I don't know you and you don't know me, but I want to say I look up to you and I want to be a makeup artist when I grow up. And I just love seeing what you can do. And that just makes me feel great. I mean, I make myself look undead and I've inspired people. So that's kind of a really cool thing for me.
So when you're in total zombie queen character, what part of you are you channeling?
Me. I really love just entertaining the public and I love reactions and I love mixed reactions. I like to scare people. I like to make people laugh. I like to make people inspired or fascinated. And I really just feed off of whatever comes at me.
What's the most surprising reaction you've gotten from your zombie queen?
My favorite reaction that I'll never forget was I was working a Halloween event and I was walking down the block. It's an event called Scare at Halloween. It's kind of like a safe zone for kids to go to. And I had scared a girl who was probably about 7. And usually when I scare kids, I get my voice up and I'm like, oh, it's okay, it's fake. And I let them touch my makeup and I get down on their level so they know that I'm not a threat. And I try to get them out of it. She got scared though, but before I can get down there, her little brother, who was maybe 4, drew his sword and he protected his sister with every ounce of his self. And so I naturally was terrified because he was about to just take me down and he chased me probably 10 or 20 feet to get away from his sister. And that was the best reaction I've ever had.
Before I left, Paige Turner offered a close-up look at this year's masterpiece, the Zombie Queen gown. The gown is made out of 3 kinds of black tattered fabric, accented in red. It's long enough to go over the stilts she wears to make quite an impression at the zombie walk.
And then there's the black netting.
Mm-hmm. The tulle.
Mm-hmm. The tulle, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's kind of torn here and there.
Yes. I was a big fan of the lighter with all of this. I burnt a lot of it for effect of aging. And I actually fused the sleeve of the tulle to the wound on my arm. So it looks like I've been in the dress and I've rotted with the dress.
I'll be darned.
Paige Turner is Kansas City's Zombie Queen and president of the Kansas City Zombie Walk, a nonprofit that collects food for the hungry and the homeless.